Broadcasting live from the beautiful Atlanta Convention Center at America Smart, it's Eventorac 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome back to America Smart. We are at Eventorac 2014 here in Atlanta, and we have some very special guests on our next segment here. We have Pam with Sight. We have Carol Owens, Dale Edmonds, and Josh Brown. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Great.
Wonderful.
Great.
Thanks.
All right, so what exactly is Sight? What can you tell me about it?
Well, Sight is a global organization that we are about 40 years old now, and we're in 90-some countries with only 2,000 members. And we're really the global organization that focuses on motivational events that produce business results. So if you're running incentive programs, employee recognition programs, brand launches, customer appreciation events, all of those things that drive the pulse of American business, that's what Sight's about. We like to think we are about why the company spends money this way rather than the mechanics of how you actually run an event. So we're about the psychology and the motivation.
Right, so you kind of catalog and share best practices of ways to incentivize and get people to go to these meeting plannings, right?
Yeah, in addition to that, Sight has a sub organization called Sight Foundation, and Sight Foundation directs a lot of the research that we use to basically defend these types of programs.
Making a business case based on the American business climate and what people are forecasting
sure.
as trends in the future in terms of employment rates, creating a leadership pipeline, motivation and retention, all those kinds of business issues that help feed our justification for why you would do events like this.
So you mentioned business case for incentives earlier. Why are they even more viable in today's business climate than maybe in the past?
As you know, we've been through a pretty strong recession, and as a result, travel was cut back and companies kind of pulled back in terms of incentives. But today, the climate's changing, and incentives seem to be growing, and partly because what we're finding is that companies are in competition for personnel, for employees, and for talented employees, and for leadership. The pipeline's getting smaller and smaller. We've got a lot of baby boomers that are going to be coming off the market. And the next generation, it's about half the size, about 40% of what we already have. So as competition gets greater and greater amongst employees and amongst the talent pool, there's more reason to try to retain the employees that you have. And incentives are all about retention.
So you're kind of finding that the maybe the talent coming up is kind of a choke point. It's not as diverse or as large. So what's the fallback in what's coming in as opposed to what's maybe going out?
Well, the fallback is holding on to what you have and growing your younger
right.
staff, and really incentivizing them to stay on board and to propel themselves into future leader positions.
So what are some incentives that you might recommend to hold on to some employees?
Well, we're here mostly talking about travel incentives, but I wanted to finish the point on that. It's all about recognition, retention, and keeping the employees. So, for instance, the business case, it's simple. There's some facts that were created and by Sight Foundation. It cost 150% of a middle manager's annual salary to replace that person if they go away. It costs up to 400% of a salary of an executive level person to replace that person if they leave the organization. So the case
because you got to retrain and you got to get someone, you find the right person, and then you got to spend time. Obviously, their effectiveness isn't going to be as great as when they get trained and get going. So you have all those costs that you're factoring into that, right?
Sure. I mean, so if you're paying somebody $100,000 and it's going to cost you $150,000 to replace them, why not spend $10,000 a year to recognize and appreciate that employee and keep them in your organization?
Absolutely. That makes total sense to me. Why wouldn't you, right?
I mean, the whole trend is to create a culture of appreciation so that you don't lose your A players to some other company that does those things and is poaching leadership. Because as Pam mentioned, the pipeline is really, really narrowed by 40% as baby boomers retire. So you need to find ways to make each employee feel seen and heard and appreciated.
Because if you don't, someone else will.
Absolutely.
And
that's
the way
true.
We're doing that is through incentive travel programs. So companies are creating goals and objectives for employees to reach and exceed, and the reward is this fabulous experience that they cannot recreate for themselves. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
So when you go back to your next question, which was what types of incentives are you doing, it really depends on what the goals are for the organization and what the business case is to reach those goals. So that's where you kind of determine what your budget's going to be for the reward, and then you can start to look at what potential places out there in the globe that you can go to. Is there enough funding to go to Europe, or is there only enough funding to go to the Caribbean and to an all-inclusive resort? So it really goes back to what you're trying to achieve in the marketing program.
Without breaking the bank, but still, you got to set something aside to do these things, right?
Certainly, you have to set it aside, but in today's people are wanting to make sure that there's ROI there, and I think there's a big demand from the upper management for us as planners and them as users to defend that spend and actually justify it with definable return on investment.
Right, and there's also the whole return on engagement as well, so that the definitions and the funding for these programs tends to be in incremental earnings, not only on those who achieve, but also those who strive to achieve, that you don't really have to pay for. And that's meant to provide, the measurement of that is what we call ROI, but then there's also ROE, return on engagement, and that is a little bit more anecdotal in nature, but very, very real in the corporate culture.
Sure.
I think another point is to make sure that it is a unique experience for the demographic. So you really, with the data that we can get today, the research that we have, we can understand the group and see what is going to make it motivational for them. And it doesn't have to be something that's extravagant. It can just be something that's very unique. Not everyone can go to Europe. It could be, something a little bit more simpler. But it still gets the goal accomplished.
Actually, one of the big trends that we're seeing is customization of rewards, so that within the overall group experience might be customized to the culture of the group, but then within that, they customize what happens to each individual when they get to the destination, and that's pretty challenging and really exciting.
Right. Well, you want to make your employees feel special, right? You want to make them feel like they're appreciated, and we had a saying in school, in production, it was, if someone's covering your ass, kiss theirs. because then they want to do it more, and they want to help you out more, because it gives them more incentives to work hard for you, which is going to make your business stronger and keep your costs down in training and finding new talent and all that kind of stuff. So I guess the biggest trend that you're saying is that it's the customization is becoming more common in crafting these incentive programs. Is that right?
Well, as we start to learn more and more about whether it's employees or customers, we're almost expected to respond to that. People are out there today. They've got Facebook. They want you to know who they are personally. And so as planners in that industry, we have a responsibility, it becomes our responsibility, to respond to that. And we can make their trips and their rewards unique and personal that way. Another trend that I might mention that we're finding with these trips is that companies are starting to feel better about the give back as a whole, community service, wellness. And we're seeing that incentive programs as well are trying to incorporate this. Sometimes it's a feel-good project while you're out in some beautiful country. Maybe you're in South Africa, you're doing a give back to a local school.
Sure.
And wellness, paying attention to what kind of meals you're putting together and how you plan food and beverage.
Well,
and
I was gonna say,
if you're going to do
on
exercise
your insurance
programs.
Costs too, right?
Exactly.
Right. Well, so you guys are here in Atlanta at EventRact. Did you guys go last year as well?
This is the first year for EventRact.
Okay. So how are you guys liking it?
Yeah,
it's
cool.
Been great.
It's very,
very
it's
creative.
So I guess my question is, the purpose for you guys being here is to find people and to find companies that will want to sign up for these vacation incentives or travel incentives. Is that kind of what you guys are doing here? What's your goal for EventRact this year?
Well, our goal is actually to grow our membership. And,
okay,
and
so you're going for membership, yeah.
And our association.
Yeah, and then grow our association and to promote our association. And we offer a really good brain trust. When you put everybody together that's in the organization, they're very senior level people that are in incentive marketing,
sure,
and the whole incentive game. So when we bring those people together and we attract new members, they have at their fingertips an inside track to a ton of industry knowledge.
I mean, one cool thing that we found in talking together, and we're old friends and colleagues and on the board at Site, both Pam and Josh have been president of Site, and as have I. Dale, I'm sure that's in your future. But, you know, it was frightening to determine the other day that collectively the four of us presenting this information on incentive travel, we have 121 years of experience. So
but,
we look like
this
you,
is accessible so. To anybody who wants to join Site, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
This can be common knowledge. If they approach you guys for this, right?
Right. Site's a global organization. It's $495 a year to join the organization. But what becomes...
Which really is not...
Yeah, most companies will pay for their associate to be a part of our organization because it's going to be a direct benefit to them in the long run.
And I would just say that education is also such a key component of who we are. And that's another... reason that we're here today. We certainly want to grow the awareness of our organization, but we're here today to present a panel talking about incentives
sure.
and what's new and different. So we certainly wave that flag high.
And you guys each have your day jobs too, right? So this is an addition to that. You kind of contribute to this because, I mean, obviously you believe in it, right?
Well, absolutely.
Education is the foundation of our association, and we feel like if we build great education, we will attract wonderful talent and wonderful members.
Yeah, our chapter of Site's only been around since 2009. The organization's been around for 40 years. But we're really proud of the fact that we started very grassroots. We felt like if we could attract the right talent locally in Atlanta, we're supposed to cover 7 states of the Southeast, but we attracted great talent right off the bat from the corporate side, trying to understand the mindset of the ultimate check writer. And we really want to brag about the fact that in 2010, our first full year, we were recognized as the global chapter of the year in South Africa.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's a hard for a new chapter to accomplish, right?
Right. And now we're starting to grow our base up into the banking sector up in Charlotte. So between Atlanta and Charlotte, we have a very good membership base already going.
That's awesome. That's always great to hear. So maybe give me a little testimony on how Site's maybe improved your business and your talent acquisition. Start with you, Pam.
Sure, I'd be glad to start. Well, first of all, I've had the opportunity to meet these wonderful people sitting here with me today through Site. It's actually propelled me to start a new business with some of the other Site members and to collaborate on existing business as well. And I find that it's an amazing peer group to be able to share talent, to share ideas, to learn from. And I think that's been tremendous for me.
As an example, Pam and I will be working on a project next year for a Fortune 500 company that's going to Italy. So we collaborate amongst ourselves as well.
So it's not just knowledge and information that they can get from you guys, maybe some incentive plans, but it's more of like it's networking. You can find business partners too, and that's extremely valuable.
It's almost indefinable, the community that we have, and it's something we're really proud of, right, Dale?
Yeah, it really is. I come from I actually work for an incentive house, so a little bit different, I guess, but it's been great for me to get the education, to network, to get to know people, and you can bounce things off of each other.
Get a little honest feedback. I mean,
absolutely.
Someone that doesn't want something from you, I mean, that's huge,
that's
right?
True.
Right?
That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So part of our topic was the new incentive, and some of what is new is coming back, which was previous to the recession, which is our ability to look further out and go further globally than we've been kind of we've been looking at the Caribbean and Mexico and staying very close at home, but now we're going back to Europe and we're going back to Peru and Argentina and new destinations, and Dale will tell you a little bit more, but for instance, going back to Europe, what are some of the cities, Dale?
Basically Budapest, Prague, some of the cities that, you know, not your normal
right.
Paris, London, that type of thing.
Well, difference goods. Variety is the spice of life, right?
Absolutely. And in addition, actually right now, river cruises are
cool.
really hot because they have great service, is a good value, and it's so unique. So that's something that's really trending.
So is that the main thing that's on the horizon for Site? What else is on the horizon coming up for you guys?
Well, we're really proud of our fundraising efforts. We mm-hmm. have adopted a philanthropy called Wine to Water. The founder of Wine to Water is a CNN hero, a former one, and we're really proud that we've raised about $75,000 for Wine That's to Water awesome. Over the years. So we have our annual fundraiser called the Southern Supper. It's August the 20th here in Atlanta at the Summer Hour Estate. And then our three-day educational summit will be at Palm Beach Gardens at the PGA National Resort in December 7 to 9. So okay. we're excited about those two initiatives.
And we've had great honor guests. 2 years ago, Ted Turner was there.
And, oh, that's awesome.
And he was actually one who voted for Doc Henley to be a CNN hero in that competition as well. So we're very proud to be affiliated with Wine to Water.
Great stuff going on. You get some great Absolutely. Partners, great, you know, great philanthropy outreach and all that. So where can people go to learn more about these events, about you guys, about finding out for membership? Where can they go for that?
Our website is sitesoutheast.org. And you can
How do you spell site?
S-I-T-E, southeast.org. And the global website to learn more about our global organization is siteglobal.com, siteglobal.com.
Well, I really enjoyed having you guys over. I learned a lot. I know I'll point guys, people to your booth if they're
Thank
talking
you.
About...
Thank you. We're behind that awesome. Curtain back there.
Yeah, we actually have a session at 1:30 where we'll be presenting for about an hour and 15 minutes and diving into some of the tracks that we
sure.
mentioned just now.
Pod 9.
Pod 9.
You'll sit in bean bags and listen to our expertise.
Very relaxed.
It's got to be very zen.
Chill out.
Zen.
Exactly.
Well,
we're all about sharing and conversation, and that's how our
collaboration
format of our,
is the key, right?
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for coming by, guys.
Thanks,
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
Here.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a few from Eventeract 2014.